NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Okay. Here we go. Up on Game, everybody. I hope you had a great week. I hope your week was amazing. I hope you got a lot of things done. I hope you were kind to somebody other than yourself. That sounded horrible. I hope that you guys had a wonderful post-Super Bowl week. I know I did. I'm LeVar Arrington. I got my homies with me. I got TJ Houshmandzadeh and my man Stretch Armstrong himself, Plaxico Burress. What's going on, fellas?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Right. I mean, I'm good if y'all good. But first, let's make sure people understand that we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. When you switch to Farmers Insurance, guess what? You could save a bundle. Now, a bundle seems to be a lot to me. That's why it's in the reach. So all you got to do is call 1-888-FARMERS. Get a quote today.
All right? We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, we got two-time Super Bowl champion tight end Byron Chamberlain. He's going to come on, get some wisdom and some knowledge from him. Obviously played with the Denver Broncos when they had that amazing run. We also will have Mr. Lights Out himself, Sean Merriman, joining us on the show in the second hour. This is a show you will not want to miss. Obviously, I had some comments during the course of the week about the late, great Marty Schottenheimer, who happened to be my coach in Washington for a season and was Sean Merriman's coach. So we'll have some conversation about that and some remarks and honoring him and just some, you know, conversation about that. But guys, I want to jump right into it because our 2 hours go so quickly. We have some sound from Dangerous, you know, Danger Russell, speaking out about some of his concerns and his feelings. And on the other side of this soundbite, I would like to get y'all's opinion on it.
I think that ultimately, for me personally, I think that I want to be able to be involved because at the end of the day, it's your legacy, it's your team's legacy, it's, you know, it's the guys you get to go into the huddle with. And at the end of the day, those guys you got to trust.
Are you involved in personnel decisions? Have you been involved in personnel decisions?
Not as much. I don't, you know, I think that, you know, for
do you
for me,
want to be involved, Russ?
Yeah, I think it helps. I think it helps you to be involved more. But I think that dialogue should happen more often, in my opinion. Yeah, I definitely believe they're getting calls for sure. I think that, I think anytime you're a player that tries to produce every week and has done it for, you know, consistently, I think people are going to call for sure. And I think it's part of the process.
You're not available, are you?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm available or not. That's a Seahawks question. But I think more than anything else is, I think at the end of the day, you want to win.
That was, if you didn't recognize that voice, shame on you. That was our own Fox Sports Radio, Dan Patrick, and the Dan Patronis coming to you with that interview. So
the Danettes.
Right. So Russell Wilson speaks out. There's a couple different things I hear in this soundbite. One is a slight flex. I'm Russell Wilson. I've proven that my legacy and what I represent is connected to the Seahawks, and I would like to be involved with how we move forward. Secondly, he did not shut down any type of what would be perceivably trade talks or trade rumors availability. He put that on the Seahawks. Now, I find these sound bites to be very interesting because what continues to come out from the latest, we'll say, big time, big brand athletes, especially in football, more particular in football, because this has existed in basketball, it's actually existed in other sports, is the big name player, guys, setting themselves up to say, hey, I should be involved with personnel decisions. I should be in the conversation. In years past, when we played, guys, you know, we would have got spanked for that. You know, if we came out and said something like that, not only do we get spanked by internal decision makers, the brasses of these organizations, but you're going to get crucified by the media as well. Now, social media has given players, especially with the helmet on, it has given them a face, it has given them a voice, and it seems as though guys are more comfortable and confident stating their opinions about what their involvement should be towards the success of the franchise that, one, they have perceivably shown that they deserve by creating that wealth, and two, on the road forward, if you want to continue to keep that success going, you need to have these conversations with me direct. What say you guys?
You know, for me, when you look at it, I just laugh because you say we, and it's really one position, man. It's the quarterback position and the quarterback position only. And I believe, to be honest with you, it's getting a little out of control. Like, ultimately, if they want to bring you in on a decision-making, they bring you in. And if they don't, they don't. Now, when things are going great, we all know this. They give the quarterback all the credit. Oh, man, he played a fantastic game. Oh, he threw so many great balls. He got him out of bad plays into good ones. And when things are going bad, it's, man, I need a better offensive line. You know, I need some receivers out here that can get open in one-on-one coverage. And so you can't have it both ways. What I do like is this. Players are realizing that they have power. And it's not players, again. It's the quarterbacks are realizing how much power they have. And so Russell Wilson is saying, this is my legacy on the line. If you're going to basically take away what I do best, and that's throw the ball, because now you're saying you want to get back to running the ball more. He's basically telling Pete Carroll this. Either bring me in on decision-making because you want to be a 2 yards in a cloud of dust offense again. Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. I don't want to do that anymore. And if that's what you're going to do, I want out. That's basically what he's saying.
Hey, exactly. I'm sitting over here thinking the same thing. If you look at the guys that are making all these, you know, going to the media and saying, you know, discussing that they're not happy at where they want to be, it's not guys who are third and fourth receivers or or the strong safety. It's somebody that's expendable. You were talking about franchise guys, and they understand who they are, and they have the power. They have the leverage. So a guy like Russell Wilson, who has been to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl, he can be more candid about his position and role on the team. And somebody has to be the scapegoat. He came out earlier this week and said, you know, he's tired of being hit. You know what, gentlemen? We play football. Somebody has to be the scapegoat. I think that he was sitting there last Sunday and watched Tom Brady sitting in the pocket smoking a cigarette and delivering the football. He's like, you know what? I want what Tom Brady has as far as being protected as a quarterback. Brian Schottenheimer just got fired a month ago, so they kind of made him the scapegoat in that whole situation. But it just goes back to guys understanding their worth, knowing that they have power. For a guy like Russell Wilson, if they want bringing him in, to enlighten him on what they wanted to do in the organization after he won the Super Bowl, then he should have started understanding that way back then, not right now. You know, he's getting older. As we get older, you know, we can see the writing on the wall, so to speak. You know, I'm on the back nine of my career. And I want to have the opportunity to compete for another championship. But a guy like Russell Wilson, he understands his worth in Seattle. If you don't have Russell Wilson on your team, who are you as an organization?
I got to say, when I look at this, my first initial reaction is to say you're getting paid to do a job. However they want to utilize you, do it. Because that's your job. Like, there's no entitlements when you're getting paid for a service. If there is language, hold on. Let me get there, right? When in your contract, it says these are the specific things that we want for you to do as an employee of the organization. And in regular terms, that's what your agreement is. All right. Now, where I'm at in reality versus where I'm at in terms of figuratively speaking, what it should be versus what maybe it will be. I don't have a problem if an organization says they don't want to utilize a player's input for player personnel. I don't have a problem with it because that's their company. They run it how they want to run it. But is it correct? For me, I think as times continue to move on and there's more exposure to information and understanding, I think you have to be willing and flexible enough to evolve the way you look at things, right? So people will get into saying, making it a racial deal, like this is a plantation and this is something like slavery and stuff like that. I look at it more so from the standpoint of, are you getting the results, the maximum results of what you're doing within your job? And if you want to have the ability to have a voice in terms of helping out with personnel situations with players and different things like that, can't we agree that just get it in your contract, right?
That's never going to happen.
But why not? Why can't that become a conversation?
And this is the thing. Let's just be honest. There's what, 10 guys in the league that can do this? It's not like it's widespread, like, oh, there's exactly a guy on every team that can do this. There's 10 guys maybe in the league that can pull this power move that Russell Wilson is pulling. And you go back and people say, oh, he didn't do this after they first won a Super Bowl. What? He was being pulled when they won that Super Bowl. He was being pulled. Now he's doing the pulling. So now he's built up this equity where he can say, you know, I've done my work for you guys. I've proved myself to you guys. So now I want a seat at the table. Where I think he was wrong at was this. Whether he feels like the offensive line is good or not, you don't throw your teammates under the bus like that.
No, that's first and foremost.
That's dead wrong.
Correct.
You don't do your teammates that way. That's one thing you don't do. And then he singled them out. Well, you know, I know Dwayne Brown was over there fighting. So everybody outside of Dwayne Brown is like, what about me?
You keep everybody but Dwayne. I mean, get rid of everybody but Dwayne.
Yeah,
but here's what I'm saying. You just signed a blockbuster deal not too long ago.
And then, what happened with that deal? If y'all don't sign me by this day, I'm not signing a deal. He put the pressure on them then. So that showed me
But if you're putting the pressure on them for that money, go ahead, Plex.
Figuratively speaking.
Yes.
And respectfully, you're talking about contract. So what position, weren't you in the same position when you wanted to get out of Washington?
In what regard?
As far as you saying that you got a contract, you got to go out and perform because it's in your contract.
Correct.
So isn't that kind of what the same thing that happened with you when you went to Washington?
Well, I'll say this. When I was leaving Washington, when the milk went bad and the well dried up for your boy in the nation's capital, it was purely based off of off-field contractual situations. So for me, I was in a position where I was fighting for my self respect. You know, it wasn't even about my production on the field. So I think it's a different approach to this scenario. This scenario says to me, Russell Wilson probably has to fight with the Legion of Boom and Marshawn Lynch beast mode. There are things that are being discussed as it applies to the success of Seattle that does not include Russell Wilson's name. If I'm translating this the right way, it says to me, when you say legacy and what do I represent, and like you said, TJ, they were pulling him. Well, you're being pulled by, I get it. You're getting pulled by Marshawn Lynch in the running game. You're getting pulled by the Legion of Boom and the way they play defense. So now it's on me to do the pooling. It's on me to create and solidify us winning a championship because of me. I need to have the weapons. I need to have a say. If you're putting that type of pressure on me, I need to have a say in who's going to be on my side of the ball. I don't have a problem with that, but get it in the contract.
That's never going to happen.
I just don't understand why we can say that's never going to happen.
That's never going to happen.
Hey,
they put into a player's contract.
I thought that changing the Washington name from Washington R's to the Washington football team would never happen, and it did. Why can't there be an evolution of how things are being handled as it applies to doing your contract? Like, why
changing.
Not be able to do a contract where you get –
We are witnessing it before our eyes. We are witnessing it right now.
But it has to be witnessed before change can take place, right? All right, listen up, guys. We are going to attempt – to take phone calls on this. On the other side of the break, we're going to have Byron Chamberlain on, and we'll get some of his opinions. We are going to attempt to take callers on this topic of conversation. Russell Wilson, should he have a voice and be able to help pick his personnel or not? Just shut up and throw the ball is what some people are saying. All right, get in.
Not to that extent.
877-996-6369. That is obviously our call line. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. Anyway. You can do it on foxsportsradio.com, iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM83. All right, up on game. We're here. We'll be right back. On the other side, we'll have two-time Super Bowl champion tight end Byron Chamberlain.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Yeah, as you just heard coming into this segment, it's a beautiful thing. Oh. Farmers it is, live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. Just make sure you check them out. Thanks to Farmers, they give us the opportunity to be able to do this show for you. Plex, TJ. The phone lines are melting down.
We'll put them on the phone, then.
Let's go,
right,
baby.
All right, so let's stay on
topic.
In a few minutes, we will be bringing on two-time Super Bowl champ Byron Chamberlain. But in the meantime, let's try to get a couple of calls because we got too many on the line right now. So let's try to get through a couple of them. Let's go to San Diego. Am I saying this right? Pasha? Posha?
Pasha, perfect.
Pasha, okay. Talk to me about Russell Wilson. Do you feel like he's handling it the right way? What is your interpretation of what's taking place with him and Seattle?
I love Russell Wilson, but he needs to take a look in the mirror because since he's been in the NFL, I believe he's taken the most sacks, so that can't be all on the offensive line. His hero ball style induces more sacks, so he can, you know, I feel he should be on the conference calls with the personnel decisions, but you're selling short the personnel people that have put in, you know, a lot of time and paid dues, and they're very good at what they do, just like Russell is good at what they do, so I don't think he can just do their job so easily, but he should definitely be in on the conference calls and stuff, I believe.
Okay. Being on the conference calls, I get it. I get it. What y'all think?
I mean, to a certain degree, he has a point. But Russell Wilson's offensive line hasn't been the best. But you don't throw those guys under the bus.
No, that's internal.
But there's also times where he scrambles because he makes big plays where he called it hero ball, and he gets big plays out of that. But he also takes a lot of sacks. So I mean, you have to take the good with the bad when it comes to that.
Yeah, with that being said, he's scrambling because ain't nobody up front blocking. And one of the things that is different about Russell Wilson than a lot of these other quarterbacks around the league, Russell Wilson is under center basically 40-45% of the time. Today, basically all the quarterbacks are in are in the shotgun. So, you know, he doesn't get a good read on the defense and the pressure that is coming to him, because 40% of the time he's under center, and you don't see that a lot anymore.
All right. Well, I can dig that, and maybe that's why he got to the point of where he called it out in public. I'm tired of getting hit on. I don't want to be abused on the football field. I would like to be able to have a nice, clean game like some of these other guys out here. I don't know. I still don't think.
Man, the game,
do it,
the game is changing, though, man. These defensive ends and these guys, yeah, are so much more athletic.
No doubt.
I don't care what type of line you get. You're going to get pressured. You play the 49ers twice. Oh, you have Bosa. You have D4. You have Armstead. Oh, you play the Rams. There's Aaron Donald coming at you. Oh, you play the Cardinals. There's Chandler Jones. That's just your division. That's just what it is.
Right. Let's go to Texas. John, what you think about Russell Wilson, man? Decision to be or no decision? Come on, what you got?
I don't think that what LeVar is suggesting is so outrageous. I mean, you certainly have to define the parameters very carefully and, you know, make certain, you know, to know where the buck stops. But to have someone, I mean, especially like Russell Wilson, do you think Russell Wilson is going to come in there half-cocked shooting from the hip? No, he's going to have careful and thoughtful consideration into what he was talking about. And I think that's a perfectly good evolution of the relationship between, you know, players and organizations, which, by the way, if you look at the larger picture, does need to be shaken up a little bit. When you look at how tone-deaf Urban Meyer was,
hey,
and
Josh, let me ask
Houston
you this.
Right now,
let me ask you this, Josh. If it doesn't work, say Russell wants to sign this guy. It doesn't work. When they ask Pete Carroll and John Schneider what happened, are they going to blame Russell Wilson, or are they going to take the blame?
Well, if the move doesn't work out, but yeah, you got to get.
You don't take the money. You handle him just like any other employee that has those duties, right?
This is what I'm saying. If you want to bring players in on personnel decisions, when it doesn't work out, and we all know this, you're going to cover your you know what. Who's taking the blame?
That's why I like the idea of putting it in the contract and making it very clear where the buck stops.
Yep. I agree. Thanks for the – I agree. Oh, listen, here's the bottom line. Y'all don't – how are y'all not being – but that's progressive – that's progressive thinking, fellas. But before we go back to these call lines, much like Greg Oden needed when he was coming out of college to go pro, you may need this. We're live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio. So, listen, you may want to call 1-888-FARMERS to switch. You know why? Because you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. Now, maybe it's not for your athletic purposes because your knees is old and aged and weathered and you have to deal with all those different things, bone on bone and all that stuff at age 55. But the reality of it is that auto insurance matters too. All right. Now, listen, let's go back out to the phone lines because they are jam-packed. So I want to get through these. Let's go to Riverside. What's up, Albert, from Riverside? What's your thought on this? And I'm going to get back to my finishing my opinion on this whole contract thing. But, Albert, what you got?
All right, Ale. I think Russ deserves to speak his mind because he's done everything he can last couple of years with the Seahawks front office decisions, and it hasn't worked out. So I think he deserves to have say because he saw with Tom Brady this year, like he wanted AB, they got AB. He wanted Gronk, they got Gronk. He wanted Fournette, they got Fournette, and it worked out for him because he won the Super Bowl. So yeah, I think he deserves to have say in the front office decisions.
Thank you very much.
What do y'all think?
Yeah, hey, he should have say, but put in a contract. Of course, you talk with him, and of course you keep him in a loop. But
why are y'all so opposed to a contractual? I can let me tell y'all a story.
LeVar, it's not going to happen.
Hold on.
It's not going to happen.
Y'all not going to talk over me on this show. Let me tell y'all what I'm. Listen, I can remember when Ray Lewis was becoming a free agent towards the end of his career. And no reason why he should have ended up at a different team. But I can recall him wanting a lot of money for that contract. And I can remember us specifically having the conversation. I said, Ray, get it in equity. Like talk to the Ravens about giving you an equity stake in the team.
That's not allowed.
It's no different. There's no difference. Oh, there's always going to be ways where you can negotiate different things to get into your contract. 100%. Think about this.
That's illegal, but
okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so you're saying illegal. So what you're trying to say is you're going to justify not being able to find the ways to create opportunities that are outside of just the regular approach to what you do contractually speaking. That's what you're saying?
No, this is changing the whole conversation.
No, it's not changing. Because we're talking about giving athletes maybe different incentive, maybe having more business prowess than what we probably did when we were coming out. Why can you not have the discussion contractually speaking? If you're speaking business language to business people, then you would have to assume they're going to take you seriously from a business angle. I can guarantee you, you can look at some of these contracts that the Mannings have done or what Drew Brees has done. I can guarantee you there are things and aspects that have been negotiated. Maybe it's not inside of the player association agreed upon contract, but you can still do business as an independent contractor.
It will never be put in writing because it's illegal. It will never be put in writing because it's illegal.
Tell me how. How's it illegal?
There's not one NFL contract that can say, "Oh, I'll pay you $6 million, but I'll give you this amount of equity." That is illegal.
Where does it say that?
What chapter? The salary cap. Every team is held. You have to spend at this salary cap number. So if teams in turn start giving you equity in this and that, that's illegal.
Well, teams aren't going to give you equity just like that anyway. You have to figure out how that would work contractually speaking.
They can't. Why? It's not allowed because it's against the rules. You have rules like you can't jump off sides. That's a rule. That's a rule. You can't do that. This is what I'm saying.
Players of Russell Wilson's stature
should have a say. They should be kept in a loop. But to put in a is Russell Wilson, as we speak right now, is he scouting college players like John Snyder would
be? You don't know if he's scouting them. I'm asking you.
I'll tell you, highly unlikely.
I'll tell you like this. As much as we have loved the game during the course of our time, you didn't scout the players that were coming out in the draft when you were playing? You didn't scout the guys that are coming out? I did. It's because I was a fan of the game.
Yes, I love football. That interests me. I did. But now, when it gets to the nitty-gritty and it's, let's say we all three play the same position, it's LeVar, TJ, or Plex, which one do you want? Are we scouting to that degree? Are we really?
Some people may scout to the degree of who they want on their team. I scouted Lavernius Coles, and I scouted Santana Moss, and I said, we need to have guys like this on our team. And we ended up getting them.
Hold on, those are the easy ones. Those are the easy ones, Var.
Hold on. Did you say that to yourself, or did you go upstairs and have a talk with the owner and tell him what you were scouting?
Not only did we have conversations about it, Plex, I restructured my contract for us to be able to sign him.
Who was we?
The decision makers.
And who were the decision makers? The head coach and the owner?
Vinny Serrato and the owner of the team. Yes, that's correct.
So you had access to the front office to walk upstairs and tell them, I want Santana.
We all have access to go up there. It's whether you're going to be listened to or not, I would assume, right? I don't know. I think we all have access to the people who hire you to work for them. Again, I just think that the way – and maybe it was different where – I mean, we were in New York together. I know when I had something I needed to speak on, I go upstairs and I request an audience with one of the decision makers. Like, whether it be a Tish or whether it be a Mara, whatever it was, if I had a conversation, and that was just how I came up. I mean, that was my assumption, is if you have something that you want to talk to upper management about, whether it be Reese or Ernie, that's what you do. You go talk like men. You reason like men. They can take it or they can leave it, but you still put yourself in that position.
You think Russell Wilson knows the interior offensive lineman from Wisconsin Whitewater that participated and played very well in the Senior Bowl? You think Russell Wilson knows who this guy is? Quinn? I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. I think it's Meinart. You believe he knows who he is?
I believe.
There's so much scouting that goes on.
And we're not talking the Penn States
and the Michigan States and the Power 5 Conference. There's so many kids.
That's fine.
That you got to really put some time in.
Okay, so instead of just saying you're not putting the time in or you should put the time in and you're not doing that, so you don't need to be making those decisions, if you're going to negotiate that and that's going to be a part of your business description, then you have to do it. Then you have to put that time in. What's wrong with
that? I truly believe he should have a say. But putting a contract, we will never see that happen.
Why would that not be a next evolution? We have had player coaches. Like, think about back when Sammy Huff and them played and Sonny Jurgensen, all those guys. Those were player coaches. You could say, in essence, that Peyton Manning was a player coach for the last couple years of his career. If you can be considered to be a player coach at the pro level, then why can't you be put in a position now, today, where you are personnel slash player that's on the organization? Why is that so far-fetched?
You're talking about a player slash coach can be included on making decisions. But how many player coaches have we seen or do we know that are in the NFL? How many are there? We've seen what? Maybe one or maybe three over the last 20 years.
As far as you would say LeBron, Peyton Manning, who else?
So is it illegal for LeBron to be doing what he's doing? All right, you're listening to Up On Game.
It's not in the contract, that's for sure. It's not in the contract.
The one that you just heard sitting there saying it's illegal and it's not in the contract is TJ Hushmanzada. He's getting co-signed currently by Stretch Armstrong.
It's not going to happen.
All right, listen, we're switching gears. Listen, we have so many callers. I apologize that we're moving on, but I will say this. If you want to hang in there, we're going to talk about on my block, Houston, that is. You know, Scarface is from Houston. This guy, J.J. Watt, he just requested his release out of Houston. So did J.J. Watt and the Texans handle this the right way? Mm-hmm. I want to know because this probably impacts one Deshaun Watson and what he's trying to do. So every day is the same old day on our block. You know, you either hustle or you slinging. On our block. Anyways, it's Up On Game. LeVar Arrington, T.J. Hushmanzada, Plexico Burress. Yeah, make sure you check us out on social media. Make sure you download and subscribe our podcast, wherever you can download, where you listen and get your podcast from. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Like I said, we're putting you up on game.
Was 2020 full of dings, dents, and scratches? Using your tax refund at Mako can help. Refresh your ride with your refund at Mako to undo a little bit of last year. Head to Mako.com to get a free online estimate today. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Yeah, yeah. J.J. Watt was rocking to this straight up Jeezy trap music when he went to the Houston officials and said he needed to just start anew. But before we jump on that, you know, J.J. Watt, much like any of us when we're in our cars, would like to have coverage. You know, I know you, TJ, you drive them nice cars. Plex, y'all drive them nice cars nobody can get their hands
wow.
on. So, you know what? Farmers Insurance, you know, the Fox Sports Studio radio deal. You know, if you call 1-888-8-FARMERS to switch, you could save a bundle on them expensive-ass cars y'all got and y'all be driving around. So get that Farmers Auto Insurance as you move forward. That's probably the worst read ever as a live read because I said, you know, them expensive, you know, ass cars. But it's legal! And I used it! And I used it twice! Y'all better respect my gangster, Farmers! All right, so look here. I'm turning up for this one because I after that first segment, I'm blown away by TJ's company towing the company line the way that he did. And then Plexico Burress co-signing. I guess you guys are now ready to be GMs and ready to move into that level of going into which you've already been coaching at the National Football Level League, Plex. And obviously you have been in the mix as well, TJ. So, I mean, maybe right. that's where y'all are heading right now. I mean, me, I'm going to just stay a little bit rebellious and continue to catch flack from coaches that say I don't think and use my left side of my brain. But that's here nor there. I bet you I get a better Wonderlic test than all of them. Test score. Let's talk about J.J. Watt, guys. Released. Now, there are a lot of things we can use, a lot of adjectives that we can use to describe J.J. Watt, his career. Some that come to mind, greatest, one of the greatest ever, one of the most decorated ever, one of the most unblockable ever. I mean, there are a lot of different things you can use to explain him. The face of a city. I mean, when things went bad, if people recall, J.J. Watt was one of the people that jumped into action and helped when Houston was getting blasted with it was a hurricane, I believe, that hit them and hit them pretty hard.
It was Hurricane Harvey.
Harvey, okay, there we go.
Raised over $30
million. Yeah, so that, to me, when you've gone to the lengths that J.J. Watt has gone to off the field, as well as being that guy on the field, that is one of the most well-rounded careers that a person could ever dream, pray, hope for, whatever you want to call it. And it ends with a mutual releasing. Did the Texans handle this the right way? Did J.J. Watt handle this the right way? And the third part of this question, fellas, what impact does that have on Deshaun Watson? Because Deshaun is obviously over it, doesn't want to deal with it, but Houston is not moved. They're not compelled to want to get rid of Deshaun or entertain any questions on it. I just need to know, what does this mean for J.J. Watt? Did he handle it the right way? Did Texans handle it the right way? And how does this play out for Deshaun Watson, guys?
For me, did the Texans handle it the right way with J.J. Watt? I would say yes. He asked to be released, and what did they do? They released him. And so both sides, one wants to be released, and the other one obliged him and say, we will release him. As it pertains to Deshaun Watson, he's young. He's one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. If I'm Houston, I move him. I don't want a guy that doesn't want to be on my team. And so I try to get all I can for him. But what they did for J.J. Watt was admirable. Can you guys release me? And they released him right away. They could have held on to him. I believe they could have received a second-round pick had they waited. But they didn't do that. They released him. In the free agency, he has a head start. So I think both sides got exactly what they wanted.
Hey, what we are continuing to see is that there's a different respect level between Deshaun Watson, the organization, and guys like J.J. Watt. And it's just compelling to me that, you know, J.J. Watt can ask to be released and he can walk upstairs and have a sit down and talk and speak with the McNair family who own the organization and say, I do not want to be a part of the rebuilding process here in Houston. I want to win a championship. And could you just respectfully and gracefully just release me so I can go compete for a championship? I do not want to be a part of this rebuilding. And they release him. Huh. And so that just continues to show us that there's a different level of respect.
He's closer to the end of his career than the beginning. That's why.
We are going to continue this conversation. Hold on. Hold on to your horses, because this one has a lot of meat on the bone, and I want to get every bit of it with some hot sauce, some ranch dressing. You get in on it, callers, 877-996-6369. You are listening to Up On Game, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hutchman, Zion Plexico. Burst!